I thought long and hard before deciding to do an episode about the book I'm going to talk about. I was torn between the dilemma of doing my job fairly or possibly disappointing readers, but good judgment prevailed. So here we are, ready to give you my honest opinion about it. Hello everyone, I'm Ira Neriderelli, writer, blogger and the passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. I think I can say, almost without hesitation, that the initial premise of today's episode is not exactly compelling. I usually just talk about the first book in the saga and leave it up to you to decide whether or not you want to read the entire saga. 9 times out of 10, I've enjoyed the sequel books of the saga more than the first. But in today's episode, we are going to talk about the first time I didn't. As many of you have probably guessed, today's book is not going to get much praise. Even though I loved the first book in this saga so much that I was even counting down the time until the release of this second book. A betrayal. Everything Poppy has ever believed in is a lie, including the man she fell in love with. The only certainties she has left is that anyone isn't more dangerous than him. The Dark One, the Prince of Atlantia, and that she will fight him with all her might. A choice. Castel Daner is a man of 1,000 names and faces. His lies are as seductive as his caresses. His truths as sensual as his bite. Poppy knows she cannot give in to him, knowing that in his eyes she's nothing more than a tool to achieve a goal. Despite this awareness, Poppy needs him to find her brother Ian and discover if he has become as soulless as Shandet. Of course, working with Castel rather than against him comes with risks. The man is a constant temptation, and the plans he has for her could prove to be an endless source of pleasure or pain. Plus, that we force her to rethink what she has always thought about him and herself. A secret. In the prince's absence, discontent has grown in Atlantia, and the winds of war are beginning to blow. And Poppy finds herself in the middle of the unrest that is sweeping the kingdom. The king wants to use her to send a message to the rival kingdom. The fallen want her dead. The woven are becoming increasingly unpredictable, and as her ability to sense the pain and emotions of others grows, the more the Atlanteans fear her. Because there are dark secrets at stake, ancient secrets they would all rather keep hidden. And when the earth begins to quake and the skies to bleed, it may be too late. A Kingdom of Flesh and Fire by Jennifer Armentrout is the second book of Blood and Ash series. As I mentioned before, I loved the first book. In it, the plot is compelling, the development of Poppy's character is really strong. Oak is everything I love to see in a main character. And the cliffhanger that ends the first book had me counting down the days until the second book was released. So why am I so disappointed? Because this second novel is everything I hate about a book. I had a hard time reading this story because it is full of chapters with totally irrelevant content. But what do I mean Well, as much as I appreciated the dialogues in the novel, I found them too much. Poppy is obnoxious and her constant complaining distracts the reader from the actual plot and makes it difficult to follow the thread of the story. The captivating storyline that is so well defined in the first book of the saga is conspicuous by its absence in this second book. It's unacceptable that in a 600 plus page novel, the central motive is an agreement and a journey back home. I can't say too much about the plot because I don't want to spoil the story of those people who might be interested in reading this book. But if I may express my opinion, I'd say I feel very betrayed, even more than Poppy. The author's original idea for this saga was very, very good. But I feel that with this book, she was forced to write pages and pages of inconsequential content. Because if she had gone straight to the heart of the matter instead, the story would not have become a 5-book saga. It would have been a trilogy at most. There is no real plot in this book. The first book ends with a rather shocking revelation. So I expected this second book to follow the guidelines of its predecessor and take place somewhere in Atlantia, the realm where Castell was born. But instead, everything takes place in a very small town where nothing happens, except for Poppy's endless and sometimes childish inner speeches. Castell and Poppy do not communicate. And the way Poppy reacts to Castell's betrayal is beyond my comprehension. It's unbelievable that someone wouldn't change one iota in their actions towards the person who betrayed them. But apparently Poppy can do that even after what Castell did to her. Castell does nothing to regain Poppy's trust, and we have to wait 480 pages for him to apologize for what he did to her. I refuse to talk about how flat the secondary characters are because it's really not worth it. But back to the main characters, one of the things I didn't like about them as a couple was that Poppy and Castell are very sexually driven characters. I want to make it clear that the hot scenes do not make me blush. And I am fully aware that at the beginning of every relationship, there is a period where passion is a fundamental part of that phase. And although the story told in the novel is fiction, even the scenes of intimacy require some realism. How did the author think it was realistic to have sex in a carriage 5 seconds after a battle in which both protagonists almost lost their lives? Come on, that's not believable at all. As much as I'd like to give this book another chance, unfortunately I can't, because the only word that comes to my mind when I think of it is just one: boring. Too bad. I really had high expectations for it. If you have read this book and you don't share my opinion of it, please leave me a comment and let me know your thoughts about the book. I'd love to hear your point of view. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail. And if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you'll find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week.